Oh, I know, yeah, probably.
What, what?
I'll be out there. I'd be there for a while, but then maybe around 1:30.
Still right like that.
www.masora.org/talklive.
Talk live?
Is it operational yet?
It's, what's that?
Yeah.
Is it set up yet?
Yes, it's all up and running already. Okay, thank you.
There are like 5 people who really need to get on from out of state. We really appreciate it. Thank you. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
Lower the flag and fought live.
How did you do
this? Come to 46.
Still
not there. Yeah, by my line.
From the counter. Surround in.
By my line.
Ukraine, the Stavrovuchos are Mishnah says that the Stavrovuchos, the Bottle of Tammet, Vuvko, Yer, the Torah, the Stomas of the Torah, the Hand, the Shalom, the Hevel. Okay. So the Gemara on Hamid Semit Hamid Selim Behechel. So the Gemara says, you know, on. So it's a question of when that took place. Was that Menashe? That's a Rashman, or was it in Bayashini where the Shalmi was? But that's not really what we're concerned about. Okay, so. So the Gemara says, Naron Dersit, and Daniel it says, on the Ace Husar Atomid, for the face Shikud Shome. So Rashi says, the Ace Husar Atomid, did the Ace Shahusar, when it's Baal Atomid, Bos Ayom, no San Shikud Shome. That's the Yehor Zor. The Ainu Huma Tom Baal. Okay, so what does it got to do with the Ace Baal Atomid? So the Torah brings down the Chazal that the Bidla Tomid really, what was the Bidla Tomid? The Bidla Tomid was because the Tomid itself stood for one thing, Bidla Vodazar. It was Afko of Avodah Hashemesh. And that's why in the morning they would shech the carbon by the Karen Tronis Maravis. The sunrise in the east, and in the evening, Ben Abayim was the Karen Tronis Mizrachis, was the sun sets. So the whole purpose was the Sefer Torah Mitzvah says the whole purpose, based on the Chazal, the whole purpose of the Talmud was really to Nafkia Baruch Hashemesh. That was really the whole essence and purpose of the Talmud. So the moment the Tumid served as a constant carbon to be Maskia Vozar. So Me'esus Ra Tumid, so the moment the Tumid was in this bottle, so that day, Rashi says, Hum Vatel Be'echo. So it means the moment the Tumid, the moment we didn't deserve the Tumid anymore, because our ideas were not in line with the Tumid, so the Tumid became bottle. And then the Umamid itself in Be'echel, Avodah Zorah, was instituted in Be'echel. Okay? So, the Gemara says that that's the Pascha. Me'esus Ratomid v'lasets Shikud Shome. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, you have to deal with me a little bit. The Chad Hava, was it only one Tzelem, or Ksiv al Knaf Shikutsu Mishome? It says two, Knaf Shikutsu Mishome. So apparently there were two there, not one. So why do you say Hamid Urma Tzelem Be'echo? On my rubber, Trey Hava, there really were two. The Nufo Chad Hava, Trey, one fell on his friend, the Tavre Le'li Yode, and he broke his hand. The Avaksiv, and it was found out that it was written, where was it, we'll see. Ant Tzavis v'charuvet Beisa, you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Yodach HaShlimus Le, so I cut your hand off for him. Okay? So it seems very strange, now that one saw him as a tzaddik, because he's saying that you wanted to destroy the basic mitzvah, so you cut him off your hand. I mean, what is exactly, is the Gemara mean? So, Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Ashkach Yachsiv, when one fell on the other and broke off his hand, Ashkach Yachsiv, Allahu Tzelem Hachi, that on that tzelem that broke the other, the active tzelem, that they found that on him was written, An tzavas lacharubin, they say, Yodchol HaShlimus Le, HaTzelem Omer LaChavero, HaTzelem said to his friend, An ratzisa lacharubin, they say, Shal Mokom, Sheitisa Yisrael Acharecha, Tani Yasisi Bach Mekomo, and I took revenge. Okay? Okay. Lishnach Reina, Antzavis Lachruvi Besa, the Yodach Ushlisli. You want to be Macher the Bias, and your hand was lent to me. Roshon Sheilas Kela, Kloma for all of the Yadi, and I succeeded. Okay, so one shot is it was a violent action at the first one. The first one knocked off the end of the second one, and he gave you a third one. He said, you want to destroy a bias on you. The second one was that you willfully gave me an in, and since you willfully gave me an in, So according to the first chant, which is also So what it means is like this, that the Tzelem, see, the Tzelem reflects the ideas of the Jews. So what the first Tzelem said to the second Tzelem was that if we both exist, so then you're really removing Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That's what you're setting up is up to deities. So therefore, you agreeing, so to speak, you agreeing to be with me together is a total destruction. Why? Because then you're promoting the belief in sub-deities. Okay? So he says, so you destroy the Tzelem, in order that only one Tzelem should remain, and this Tzelem is like a vote of Dor Enosh, that they have a Tzelem, but it really reflects God. So this, according to this chant, it means that Klal Yisrael wasn't really going to go for complete Avodah Zarah, like sub-deities. Okay? But it was on the level of Avodah Zarah Dor Enosh, when the Tzelem was put in.
Not as far?
What?
It's not as far?
Not as far. Not as far. Yes, sir. Not as far. So that's why it says, one with Tzelem Be'echo. That if the Morris was it one, it was many. So the Morris says, no, originally it was many. But then it became one. Why? Because many was too much. That far into Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael would not stick. So they would never accept two sub-deities. So therefore, because of that, the other Tzelem represented the idea that it's Avodah Zarah like Dor Enosh, that there's one God, and this is simply a representation of him, but the only thing is that they needed a representation. But what was... Now the second chant says like this. The second chant says, Vishnachrina ant tzoros lachum v'teiso v'yodcho ushlusli v'ashem she'ilo v'shelos kelem v'oma v'ola b'yodi v'ola b'yodi. You gave me your hand and now it's all b'yodi. What does it mean it's all b'yodi? Now I'm successful. And according to that chant it's worse. Why? Because if it were two, so then it's up to Eddie's, so then it's not, then it's complete Avodah Zarah. But if it's one, so then you're saying the Oro Tzarah. You're saying that God has physical properties, that he enjoys the Or, he enjoys the Lechem, he enjoys the Ktaris. So that's even worse. So that's the point of the second shot that he said for all of the Adi. It wasn't that the first one was represented a lesser form of Avodah Zarah. On the contrary, the first one said this is worse. It's worse. It's better to have sub-deities and a complete distortion, but at least you're not distorting God himself. But over here, you're distorting the Borei Olam and you're implying Hashemus HaBorei, physical attributes to God. So that's the two days. Which way is worse? In one way, you're invoking sub-deities, and that's what those are. But this way, you are making a reference to God himself. And like, for instance, the Egyptians, they believed in some deities, but they believed in one God, and the one God they had a pretty high idea of. So that's the machlokes. Machlokes is what was the level of Klal Yisrael? What was the level? Was the level that they denied the Hagshamas of Bore, the God physical, or that they denied multi-gods, sub-deities. But Hagshamas of Bore they didn't really deny. Yes?
They denied Hagshamas of Bore, the one shot, I can jump off into the mountain. If you go out like some shot of Hashemah Tavor, you're denying Hashemah Tavor, nothing to do with some deities.
Right.
So what's the challenge more that he chopped off his arm?
Oh, he said you want to get the Jews to believe in some deities. No. It's really Dorenos.
The other child.
And the other child is saying, no, that's worse. That's not really Dorenos. The other child is saying that, no. One is worse because one is the denial of Hashemah Tavor. So in other words, according to the first one he could say is Doranos. So it was Doranos, so it wasn't such a terrible thing. The second one is saying that in that Doranos representation it was worse. Because there you're saying you didn't have physical attributes. You follow?
Doranos do that?
No.
You're the Doranos of in the Hegel ends up having
the Hegel ends up having that. That's correct. So, but that's why it was. But yeah.
What's the shot? And how the thing cut off the chain like was? Since that shot was a good shot.
Point second shot.
Yeah.
Well, the second shot means he cut off his hand. Means he says you didn't get cut off his hand. You gave me your hand willingly. So you gave me your hand willingly means, and I succeeded. And all of the Yodi, I succeeded in getting them to believe, and I tell myself, all right. That's it. I just want to continue with that.
Service. We have light, you have the Chachamim, you have the
Torah, you see. So the according to the first Shan Rashi, that was really a representation of Avodah Zarah. The point is, second shot, he didn't cut off his arm. He said, you gave me your arm. And you gave me your arm because God was victorious. So how was I victorious? He was victorious because he got the people to, the Tzelem represented God, and he got people to believe that God himself is enjoying it. The first shot was a removal of Dor Enosh, and it was a belief system where God wants you to serve the Mesharis. So it represented God, but it represented service. Okay? According to the second shot, it meant that it was worse, because he said it wasn't that he broke his arm. He says, you gave me your arm, and now there's only one representation. That one representation is worse because that represents God, and that means that God is enjoying the benefit of the echo. Okay? So that was the question. The question was, what type of Avodah Zarah? What type of Avodah prevailed among the Jews? Was it the Avodah Zarah of Dor Enosh? Or was it the Hakshama Sabari? That's the Makos in Tukshat. Okay? It's interesting. Taisus has, so it means the Yom Shabbat Latumah, even though Latumah was Butler and Avodah Zarah, they went into Avodah Zarah, but they didn't just go into Avodah Zarah. Different levels. Okay. Taisus says like this, Yishtakach Techsivi Luya. He learns not that it was written on the idol, on the tzelem. But he says, Aloso Yad, Tirish, Motso Kosovo Layad Shenechtacho Menatzelem. That it was found written on the hand that was cut off from the Tzelem. Ant Tzavi Lach Ruvi Beisei Kloma, Beiso Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Vashlamisle, Kloma, the Chotach, Vashlamisle Kloma, that you gave God your strength. Okay? So what does it mean you gave by your, this is a tough one to explain. That on the hand that was cut off was written that you gave God your strength. You gave God your hand. Then the first one knocked off the other one. And when he knocked his arm off, where the arm broke off was written that that he gave God his strength. So the thing of shadow is like this, that Klal Yisrael really is an umma that is resilient. So a lot of times when you pressure them, so they react just the opposite. So what it means over here is like this, that according to that pshat, because they put these slumming in the echol, so that's why, on the contrary, the hand was cut off. It gave strength to Klal Yisrael. They rejected it because it was too abominable. In other words, the fact that they saw the slumming in the echol, it had a reverse effect on them. Because it was such an abomination, so intolerable, that's why they had to... They brought them further away from us. They rejected it. Okay. So that's what it says. Your hand was cut off, and you gave Akash Parva your strength. That because you wanted to destroy, and you went too far, and it was too obvious and too detestable. So the Klal Yisrael rebelled backwards, and they couldn't tolerate it. So that's Taisus Shah. So it speaks out to me. It's interesting because the thing, what made the whole battle of Beitar was first when Hadrian came in, he wasn't so terrible. It was very nice to different religions. It was very nice. But then he decided to take Jerusalem and to make a pagan city out of it to Jupiter. That's when the rebellion started. From Klal Yisrael couldn't tolerate it. So sometimes the amodus of tefillin works against the ones that are doing it. That's what Texas is saying. That's what Texas is saying. So there's three children. Okay. Okay. That's a form of tshuva. I mean, yeah, like you see in Beitar, they were so against it that the Bar Kokhba started rebellion, and in the beginning was very successful, and we wiped out legion after legion. So because they fought with such a fervor, they fought with such intensity that they were successful.
What do you say that was such a fun
occurrence? Yeah, we'll get to that. It was such a fun. Natural strength. Yeah. That's a book. Okay. All right. So really, the five things in Shivas of the Thomas is mentioned in a piyut on the special piyut on Shivas of the Thomas. Interesting. Interesting piyut. First, give us the comments. So the slicha starts like this. This is done. You can take a look at it. Asanu l'cha yotzer ruchos. I think the piyut in the end puts together the whole five things that happen on Shabbos v'Tamuz. It is like this. Asanu l'cha yotzer ruchos. Come before you, yotzer ruchos. What is yotzer ruchos? Yotzer ruchos. What is yotzer ruchos? It means the alakei ruchos l'chol basa. So the Tirgum Yerushalmi, Tirgum Yonason says that it means the neshama, the nishmas adam. So asanu l'chol yotzer ruchos. We come before you, the one who created the neshama of man. Okay. And Rova Vaninu Kovdu Anochos. Because of our many sins, so our pain and suffering was increased. But what does it mean? It's what does it mean, Yashar? It means that when the fate was, we failed to recognize the greatness of the Tzelem Elokim. We failed to recognize the Neshama. Like the Raman says, Koshin Achos Ol Kono, what does it mean? It means he doesn't recognize the unbelievable uniqueness of the human mind and how it can penetrate Chachmas Hashem. So, Asanu L'cha Yotzer Ruchos means that we come before you in recognition of the fact that you're the Yotzer Ruchos. Now, you have recognized through the fact that you're the Yotzer Ruchos and through the fact that man somehow has the ability to perceive Chachmas Hashem, which is unintelligible, that you are the source of this, and we should have had a Karas HaTov and a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first part. Gizeros Asku v'Rabu Tzrichos. Ki b'shivos or b'tamuz Nishtabro Luchos. So that we explained last year. Nishtabro Luchos means that the Luchos Rishonos really Maisa Lekim was from nature. So those luchos really meant, those luchos represented serving God naturally from the Bria, which was really what man should have been able to do. But he couldn't do it, so the Migdash, God had to be Matamsim Skinas on the Migdash to create the vehicle that man can attain ultimately, can attain it. But he has to go through stages, he has to go through Torah to attain it. That's why the Shivrei Luchos are from Ochenbar. Because they're broken, but they're still there. Right? Because that ability to perceive Chachmas Hashem from Maisa Bereishis is still available to man. But it's broken. So now you have to go through the Mikdash and through the vehicle of the Mikdash and Torah in order to arrive at that, in order to arrive at that level. So then he says, Golina Mibesa Bechira, Dinenu Nechtam V'Nigzara Gzera, V'Chashach Ba'adenu Ora, and the light became dark to us. Ki B'Shivas V'Tamas Nisrafatam. So when Apostolus burnt the Torah, what did it show? It wasn't just a crazy man burns the Torah. It showed that the Torah was devalued, by the Goyim. Because once already the Jews lost the Mikdash, so the vehicle of reaching Chochmas Hashem was gone, so the Torah was gone, so his burning of the Torah was simply in line with what was taking place in terms of the events. That the Mikdash was the vehicle of Torah, and the vehicle in the army of Sefer Torah was Munach Baham. So the moment the Mikdash was destroyed, it meant that that this vehicle can't exist because it serves no purpose anymore. So he burned the Torah. He had the audacity to burn the Torah. It shows that as long as the Ummah Yisraelis was affected by the Torah, so the other nations sensed it and they had a fear. And they wouldn't be able to be destructive towards it. But the moment the Ummah Yisraelis went down, and the vehicle of Torah became nothing for them, so then the Apostolus didn't have anything preventing him from doing it himself, because he looked at Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was down, and the Mikdash was destroyed, which reflected the fact that they don't deserve the Torah, and so he burnt the Torah. Gave him the brazenness to burn the Torah. So that's the second thing. Then he says, Orsu Adenu Ahecho, Borcha Shina Mizov Yisecho. He says that our enemies broke down the Hecho, Borcha Shina Mizov Yisecho. Then in Sana Bide Zedim
Lezak. It doesn't work.
What? No. In Sana Yadim Masako, Kibishiva Sabatama's Homo Tselem Behechel. So now, he mentions that that Shiva Sabatama's Homo Tselem Behechel. Okay. So what is it? So it goes from, it goes down in gradations. The first thing is, gets Hashem from the Bria. That's the highest. And the second thing is the vehicle of Torah, which directs him to the Lord. And then the third level down is Homer Tzelem Behecho, is the anthropomorphism of God. Anthropomorphism. Okay? Denial of Hashemas Habore. Okay? So, Zeruno Meir Aliyir, the Nilkab Menu Rav Vitzoyer. Over here he's explaining what Hufkoyir is. Because he says, Korva Mishoseno, but that was not Shiva Subatamas. The Eish Bohivir, that's Mikdash. The Shiva Subatamas Hufkoyir. Means like the Ashami says. The Ashami says that there were 21 days between the Shiva Subatamas and between Tishbah. Why 21 days? Because the Pasuk says, can he showcase? Allah Rabba. And showcase is a certain type of a flowering plant that produces fruit in 21 days. So what does that mean? It means that the events that took place on Shiva Sultana sealed the fate of Tisha B'Av. Sealed the fate of Tisha B'Av. It was, had to happen 21 days later. Okay. So that's what he's saying. That Hufkoyir was because of the events of Shiva Sultana. So the city was broken through, and because it was broken through, was the koveya of the korban of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Then he says, Tofash Mikdashenu Tsar Hamashmin. Tofash Mikdashenu means he made foolishness out of our Mikdash. So what does that mean? So he says, Me and Phil Brizan, there's a medrash in Echa Rabasi that says like this, in the Psichta. It says, "B'shoah she'nechna musonu Yerushalayim," when the enemies went into Yerushalayim, "Nechnesu amonu m'moravim imayim." "Nechnesu leveiz kachay ha'kadashim." So they went to the kachay ha'kadashim, "Matzu sham shnei kruvim." So they found the kruvim. Which kruvim is machlekes? But anyway, not lo arson, they took these kruvim, the nosnum b'kliva, and they put it in the shell box. "V'ayu ma'zir arson b'chutzos Yerushalayim." And they would bring it, brought it around, all around, said, displayed it all over Yerushalayim. V'omrim, and they'd say, "Lo ha'yisum omrim she'ein umazu oledes avodah zarah." Didn't they say that this nation doesn't serve avodah zarah? "Ru'u ma'masinu lahem u'ma'u yo'ovim." And take a look at what the, at what we found in Kodesh Kedoshim and what they really serve. So, and the Medrash does not hear, but the Medrash continues and says, and he said to them that there's no difference. You see, there's no difference in one Ummah and another Ummah. They're all the same. They're all Oved Avodah Zarah. So apparently, the Oved Avodah Zarah recognizes in himself that he's driven to it. And the hatred for the Jew, like I mentioned before, is that the Jew is the only one that can overcome that force, that drive. So the hatred of the Goyim is based on that, because they can't overcome the drive, and they sense that the Jew can. So this disturbs them. It's very disturbing. It disturbs their belief system, and it causes them to have their own religious beliefs. So in order to remove that problem, the way they do it is in a primitive manner. Is by saying others also. If everybody does it, if other people do it, so then there's a primitive belief system that means that that's correct. So that's why they were so excited and they took out the kruvim from the Kachay Kadashim. Okay? That wasn't sure. See, they also serve those. He says, that's what the pipe means. Tipei shepimikdashen and tzara mashmin. Right. So it means, of course, it's because it reflects our hate. So what is the hate of the Kachay Kadashim? What's the hate of the Kachay Kadashim? The chayt of the Kachay Kadashim is the kruvim, really, the Bein Shnei HaKruvim is really where the Shechina is showing the Bein Shnei HaKruvim. And the Rambam says, because Shnei HaKruvim is really the second most important idea, that there's no other good, no other powers, that they're all, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Yichud Hashem. That's why the Kohen was Medaber Bein Shnei HaKruvim. That's why the Shina is Shura Bein Shnei HaKruvim. Hashem Hashem. We did that a couple of last year. The R and the bridge. So the Kachay Kadashim represents the advancement and the highest ideas of Yichud Hashem. So the Goyim took the Kruvim and paraded it around as a Avodah Zarah, that shows that we failed completely in the ideas of the Kachay Kadashim. That was our failure. We failed in the Kadashim. The Hechol reflects one Kedusha. The Hechol reflects the Kedusha of the Yerushalayim. That's why it says, Shina had to run away. Because the Shina couldn't tolerate it. Because the whole condition of the Echol is that there's no Akshama Sabore. So once they were needed to the Echol for them, then that contradicted them. So therefore, the Shina had to run away. So the condition of the Echol really is the kedusha of the recognition that God is not is not physical and doesn't partake of physical activities. That's the kedusha of Hechel. This kedusha of kedushim is a higher kedusha. It's the kedusha of Hashem, which is the of all Adam at Ein Sof, where there's no end to that wing. So the Python shows that both, that then the Python shows that the whole Kedusha of HaMikdash was destroyed. Plus the base Kedusha Kedushim was defiled, and the Echo as well. Okay? And that's why he ties it. He says that he beshits the Batamas Batal HaTamah. He defines Bittul HaTamah that he understands the Talmud to reflect everything. The service which reflects the Kedusha for Echo and Kedusha for Shigarash. But it's the denial of Avodah Zarah, which, and then Echo is the next step, that is Noam Shamas Abore, and then the next step is Yichur Hashem and the endless involvement in the Chachma of Yichur Hashem. So the Talmud is the act, the Maisa Korban, which states the overall picture, what's going on in the Mikdash. It's the Maisa Mikdash. The Mikdash, the Kedusha, and the Shveich on the Mikdash. Okay, that's what we're trying to understand. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Then he goes on, he says that he brings out what was the tragedy of the Korban HaBayis wasn't just Bittul HaTamah, but he says, "Yes, all the young Mechon Matevach, ki b'shifa asa b'tamas batlu all of Azavach." Because as long as the Mikdash was around, so the Avodah Hashem could take place through Olah, through bringing Shlomim, through bringing Olah, which is Baal Eruri Alev, man. And then he says, "Netach b'chol lakinos, b'chol en kinos, ki b'shifa asa." He deceived with Thomas Bubba Carbonos. And all Carbonos were Bubba. So there were no Carbonos Moses, no Carbonos Ferry on the Telvin. So he just goes and expresses what the further discussion of the positive Avoda. But he says an interesting thing. He says, Sarano Lefanecho me Riz Lishonos. Moreover, Averos. Meiriv Lashonos. Meiriv Lashonos means we spoke against you. Lachem Lomda Lashoneinu Lomar Kinos. That's why we learned to say Kinos. Which is very similar to what we said last week. That without the limit of Kinos, so then you're going to be a chote Meiriv Lashonos. Because you'll argue with God. You'll be angry at God. Like the Rambam says in Marna Ucha. A person can withhold his anger to a certain degree. He goes through different tragedies that befall man. But personal suffering, a person can't withhold. He has to curse. Because the pain is too great. So the Riv Lashonos means that the person would have to say things against God. Riv Lashonos. Lachem Lomda Lashoneinu Lomar Kinos. So that's why we're taught the idea of kinos. When kinos, the person expresses a tragedy, realizes that tragedy ties him to the Ashgacha, and even though he has a right to express it and is supposed to express it in his own terms, not deny what his mind and his senses, feelings tell him, but at the same time he has to have that recognition of the Borei Olam in the Absolute. So you see, the Python is interesting. The Python has the same idea. If you don't have kinos, then you have Riv Lashonos. Okay. So basically he ties it together. Is that more? Five things? Bavat Amid, right? And Shreif Aluchos, the Shreif HaSatara, and what? Luchkoyer is because of those things. Because of those Averos, so the Tovea was that when it was broken, it was already predicted, predestined in 21 days. The Machlokes were one called Morris, but they both have 21 days. Morris and Meshach. Okay?
Yeah. According to that, how, when you were saying before that it was just as the Hana that the kind of things happened, when Ashgacha had Hana, you said it was exactly 21 days. Would that indicate that the big was planned? And the probably intervention in the way back of the thing?
Doesn't necessarily mean it means everything was set up like programmed. Everything that's programmed is not necessarily Ashgacha Pratis. That's what it was. At the moment you had these averis, it was already set into play, programmed that this was going to happen. Doesn't necessarily mean Ashgacha. Mach is programmed also. Okay? Alright, so that finishes what we started with there. But want to go further, we could do, I want to do the Agarita on Bar Kochba and Beta. The Agarita on Beta. Okay, so that's the Ishami. Do we have Ishami?
Yeah, you have Ishami.
Thank you. Tani, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Meloy. Baruch Rebbe, Ayadorish. Rebbe does like this. Akol Kol Yaakov, Ayadayim Be Esav. Kolo Shel Yaakov Tzorach, Mimasha Otu Ayadayim Be Esav Bezeta. That the voice of Yaakov, you know, cried out. Actually, that's when he saw it before. When he saw what these Be Esav due to the Jews of Beta, because Beta was really, Beta was all of us. Beta was a genuine heart, even after Beta, that's when Avi Harugi Malchus. But what does it mean? I mean, like the Gemara says, that they used the bodies, they especially didn't bury the bodies to torture the Jews, to see the bodies unburied, and they used them as fertilizer for the Kramen. Was the worst, real most ruthless, horrific way. So the Kol Yaakov is Tzorach on what happened in Beitar. What happened in Beitar. So what does it mean? It means that sometimes the horror is so great that the person can't collect any thoughts and all he can do is scream. That's what it means. And Yaakov Avinu, when he saw Beta, he screamed. He couldn't put together any ideas. He couldn't do anything. It was just a horror, just as a scream. I mean, that's the concentration camps. That's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. And sometimes there's no reaction. The only reaction is a sabach. It's a natural scream about it, and you can't. It's too horrible for a person to say anything about it. He's just hit by a cry. That's what Chazal said. Yeah. Tani, Rishim ben Yochai. Tani, Rishim ben Yochai. Akiva Rebbe Oyadorish. Dorach Kocha Miyakov. Dorach Kuzba Miyakov. Really should be Kuzba. Kuzba was Hamach. Originally his name was Kuzba. But later, they changed it into a Zion because when he failed, they said it was a lie. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva, Kar Havachome Bar Kuzba, Havoma Deyu Malka Mashiach. He says, this is the Malka Mashiach. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Tursa, Akiva, Yalu Asodin Beruchayayach, Adayim Ben Dovad Layoho. That grass will grow out of your jaw, out of your chin, and Mashiach will not come yet. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. What was the machlokes here? I mean, of course, I mean, it's true that Bakafa was very impressive, and he was destroying legion after legion. The Romans kept sending legions, every legion he destroyed. Until finally, Adrian recognized that he has to have the best general possible for this battle. He took a general service from England, I think it was. And he was afraid to encounter Bar Kokhba in hand-to-hand battle, combat. Bar Kokhba wanted that, but he was afraid to do it. So he stopped the lines of food and starved them out. He used really cowardly means, but he was afraid to encounter him directly. So, I mean, he was not just a flash in the pan. I mean, he was an unbelievable, and he rallied the troops, and he had the greatest generals under him, and he was really extremely successful. When the Romans sent out, every time Asia sent out another legion, there was no one left. But the only thing is that the Jews, a conscious distinction to the Romans, they wouldn't torture or kill the captives. Okay, but anyways, so he saw Rabbi Akiva, we believe that Rabbi Akiva, which was there after the Churban HaBayis, and it was 65-70 years after the Churban HaBayis, so he thought that the HaBayis can come back, get the HaBayis back. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa disagreed. Why did he disagree? Not to put together. and Bakach will also implement the halacha. So what was the... I think maybe we have to go a little further. Maybe we can have, maybe we have a something of a insight into it. He must have been. He must have not had one. Was he a Navi? That's a good question. Because Rambam says Navi go, we, I mean, that's good. I don't think it's a good question. Maybe he's a common Navi, maybe he's a, he wasn't, he had a Navi.
Then now that they have it, they were motivated from the recognition.
to have special recognition. So that motivates a person to be brave, and recognition. So I said the other way, he can prove that he's brave by harming himself. He's not afraid of harming himself. But this way is another way. And this way you don't have the stigma for the army. If the army is an army that has the bombing woman, something that is tainted. Yeah. This is what point doesn't say. I mean, apparently it was in it appeared in the beginning, because that's when he was setting up his troops.
They
weren't concerned about the Chabal, because apparently they arrested him. They weren't concerned. That's a very good point. There was a homeborn concerned about that. They just said that must have those things so far at once. Yeah, it's not a good idea. Handicapped people in the army. An army of amputees. Doesn't sound right. Okay. And the Gemara says, the famous statement, "B'chad da'av enafak makrova," and he's really had a question. When Bar Kokhba went out to battle, Ava Oma, he would say, "Ribbono d'Olma, Ribbono Shlomo, most sisters, don't help me, don't help us, but most sisters, and don't harm us." Okay? That's the famous battle cry of Bar Kokhba. So, everybody says that he was a Russia. I mean, Gret says that he was a blasphemy. But it's very interesting, because he quotes a puzzle. He says, "Hello, I told the king of the Nahano, hello, say, say, the tip of Sainu." He quotes a puzzle. Not just Tom that he wanted to show that he could win without Ashgaha. But he called the Pascha, "Hello, I told Hashem, Hashem's in Nahano, hello, say, say, the tip of Sainu." So apparently, what does he mean, "Hello, Hashem's in Nahano"? He felt after the Churban HaBayis that there's hest upon him. And that's God's will. Nothing changed. There was no Pachuva. There's no nothing changed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us and wanted us to be in a state of removal from him. See? Well, say the Tzibah Sam. You're not going to go out in our battles. So why am I battling? What's the purpose? So the answer is that there still could be. What he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do anything to undo the fact that that his will is that the Jews should be removed. But the strength of the army, a natural force, which can also be tied to Chochmas HaTorah, which is a natural thing that the Jews have, so therefore it could be a Kiddush Hashem without HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoning his position. So he's saying, you don't have to do Nisan. If you don't want to do Nisan, you don't have to do Nisan for us to show that you're with us, because if your will is an Achtanu, so then you can maintain that. If that's the case, then why am I going to battle? Because I'm going to battle because we could win by strength alone, and it's also a cover for Klal Yisrael. It's a cover for Klal Yisrael. So then we can rebuild the Middash. So that was the plan. You understand, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't think he's Mashiach if he's not the Garris. Now you can see the Machlokes in Rabbi Kiva between and that's correct. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa. Yeah.
But more on Asian Israel going against the Roman Legion.
No, it seems that it wasn't. It seems that they had a plan also. There was another group that was supposed to join them. And they were supposed to cut off the whole eastern arm of the Roman Empire. And they said it was very feasible. It wasn't impossible. It wasn't a crazy thing. I mean, it's unfortunate that the no one really wrote up too much about him. Like, there's no account of what a great general he was, what he really was. It's just too big. There was no good historian there to write him up. But everything was planned. But, the Romans, they had to bring in the biggest general in the world that they had. And they didn't even fight him head on. They starved him out. So it was, different tactics. But, That was actually his tefillah. His tefillah was that it's God's will that we should be as a nuach. So then it doesn't mean that we can't fight. We can't win. And as I mentioned before, what really got Chrysostom to fight in Beta was the fact that Hadrian wanted to build a city in Mishlaim, Jupiter. Pagan city. So there were the Jews couldn't tolerate that. So the motivation was a motivation to change their mind.
Position is in that, you know, just kind of how it goes. I mean,
That's correct.
Due to when then it's more providential.
Well, it doesn't say when they do tshuva. I mean, Bar Kochba might have been bringing him to tshuva.
Bringing him to tshuva.
Could be. Well, these things, as Rambam says, all these things, no one knows exactly the order of how it's going to happen until it happens. So tshuva will definitely be there, but you don't know, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to go to school one day and then make a future of us. And that's it. Chazal and Navi have a very interesting approach. They don't just make it the fact that if you serve Hashem, everything's good, and if you treat the Chatayim, everything's bad. Because they have to deal with the incident with Nebuchadnezzar and Sitkiyo. And Yimio told Sitkiyo, says that the city is not to get burned down. Just give it to the constant. And it won't be burned down. And if it would have done that, it wouldn't have been in Chovna Bias. And if it wouldn't have enraged, Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have done it. See, Nebuchadnezzar was very nice way to DVO. Another. So there are events here. They're not so simple that is the Chotem. Yes, of course, we have the Chotem. But not so simple. The Chotem, you get punished. I mean, there are a lot of events. Chazal and another. You look at it in terms of the factual events and antecedents that we're responsible for. Not just simplicity, you know, that in the virus or the images is destroyed. Not so simple. Council by council, harder is fine. So Chazal looks for natural causes, and there were natural events there too. Of course, if you wouldn't have sinned, those natural events wouldn't have occurred, but the natural events were responsible. If the natural events were different, if Sidkiyo weren't such a person, because the Pasuk says about Sidkiyo, and Navi says that he couldn't give in to Yemio, and the Gamba Melech Nebuchadnezzar Marat. So he couldn't submit to Yemio, so he had a problem with submitting to authority. So why did he do that to Nebuchadnezzar? Because he wanted to disgrace him. It was a foolish thing to do, but he had to take a poke at the big figure. So you see that all these things are complex. All these things are complex. They're not simple. They're complex. So when they do tshuva, it doesn't just mean that everybody's going to go into tshuva and the shiur's going to come down the street. But it unravels in a complex way, because you're dealing with human beings and multifarious emotions and conditions. Okay. So that's the reason for it. Anything else like this? Yes.
So Rabbi Yochanan held that Mashiach wasn't coming for like many, many years.
Right.
This is the Iker of the Ram, like Iker of the Mashiach, the Mahaka that he's going to come every day. Does that mean that?
Holy Yom Shiva.
What does that mean?
On any day that he will come.
not for many, many years.
A person has a right to say it. Now it's not time for Mashiach.
Not a problem with you.
No, apparently not. I mean, that's you don't have to lose your mind. To believe Mashiach and not lose your mind. Three and a half years he surrounded Beta. It wasn't actually him, it was his general, that's his best general. Rav Lozan Modoy Yoshev Alasak, Bahurai Ferro, Mespal Bahoyon Roma, Ribono Roma, Maltesha Bidinayam. Maltesha Bidinayam. An interesting thing. He asked for, he also asked for Esteban. Maltesha Bidin. He didn't want any, he didn't want any din. An interesting thing.
Really good
night, and it would come out pretty well. After that, maybe. That was a skill, okay,
should
be there. Interesting skill, huh? And Rav Lozan Modoy. He was the uncle of Bar Kochba. So it says, boy, Andrew Anus Mazelay. So the Enos wanted to go and meet with him. It's not clear. The Shalom is very hard to figure out. Was meet with him or meet with Bar Kochba. So apparently Adrian was getting tired of the battle. And they wanted to meet and make some kind of a peace arrangement. So, I mean, it shows you the effect, the power of Bar Kochba. So, Omar Lechad Kusoi. So one Pussy said to Adrian, Moses Allah, don't go yourself. I'll show you how to, I'll take a look at what's happening and I'll get the whole Medina. You want to go make peace. See, you're going to negotiate. I'll do it in a way that I'll get you the whole country. Okay. So what do you do? So he went in from the side of the Medina. So he found Barozan Madoy, Kohen Matzle. He found him davening, his power. Apparently he was power the last part of the day. Ovad Nasi Lochishle, but go Ilwigne. So he may believe he's whispering in his ear. Okay. Chamune b'nei Medinto. So the people of Medina saw him. By Sunni Gavi ben Kuzbo. So in other words, like apparently he whispered in his ear and then he put his ear down. So it looked like he was talking to him and he was talking back to him. So they brought him in front of Bar Kochba and they said, what's going on? What were you talking about? They said to Bar Kochba, Chaminon Hohen Saba, we saw this old man, Mishtoyla Chavivach, that's talking to your uncle. Amalei, Ma'amad, what do you say? Ma'amalach. And what did you say to him? What did he say to you? Amalei, Ano Amalach, Malka Katali. If I tell you, so my king will kill me. The Ilo Amalach, Ad Katali Yasini. So then you'll kill me. But you want to know what he said. Totally not the Katali Yasini. Babarat. I'd rather the king should kill me. When there was be killed by a Malchus, was more honorable than
what
in the left. On my way. I'm sorry. Amalei, I don't know Mashma Midintoi. So he said, what did he tell me? He told me that he's willing to give up the Medina. And Rav Lozan Modoy is working together with others to surrender. I want to surrender the Medina. That's what he told me. So, also got Rav Lozan Modoy. So he came to Rav Lozan Modoy, Amalei, Ma'amalei Chadein, Kusaya, what does Kusi tell you? Amalei, look for me. Didn't tell me anything. Ma'am is way, what do you tell him?
I'm all right, no problem.
Nothing. Yohei were hard bored for Kafre. So he took his sword, he kicked him, and he killed him. He died. So, yeah, the story is a really unfortunate story. It was, why did he kill him? So, why did he kill him? Because he thought he didn't be, because the circumstance looked like he was lying. Circumstance looked like he was lying. So it looked like it was more of an office. So more of an office, why did he kill him? Even though it was his uncle, I mean, he was a really tough general. Miyad yatsa basko vamra. Hoi roe oelu. Ozve atan. So the pasuk says in Zechariah that woe unto the bad shepherd who a sword is on his arm and on his eye. His right eye, his arm, which is using the sword in the wrong way, not to protect his people, should dry up, and his eye also. His eye means his vision, what he sees. So, Arata, that's Rabbi Elazar Madoi, you killed Rabbi Elazar Madoi, Zeroan shall call Yisrael, the arm of the whole nation, the Ein Yaminam. And he was their whole foresight. Okay. So therefore he said that he should be killed. So what was his fate, really? See, they didn't say the murder, because the circumstance was such that it looked like he was really justified. He couldn't protect himself. He was caught talking, talking with somebody privately, and he couldn't justify because he was dominating. So he... there's one letter that says he told him he was dying, but I don't believe him. He thought it was an excuse, because everybody seems to say, corroborate that he was talking privately. And if he would have said what he said, something else, then he would have believed him. But he said nothing, I didn't say anything, that's suspicious. Like a total denial, like he got frightened and he got caught. So he killed him, he was Marvin Malthus. But the thing was like this. See, the complaint was, it's true he was Merv Malchus, but Shimi Ben Gera was also Merv Malchus, but David Melch didn't kill him. Why? Because he said that politically it would be very bad at that time when David Melch was getting back to Malucha and was coming back victorious and all Kali Yisrael was for him to go and kill Shimi Ben Gera. So yeah, he waited, and before he died, he told Shlomo Melch to kill him. So, the mistake was, it's true, sometimes guys fight Misa, but you have to use your mind. You have to think of the Ummah. And this man, Rabbi Elazar Madoi, he was this Rowan Shoghi. Should have thought into that. Yeah, okay, if he was in a conspiracy, so you take care of that. But you shouldn't have just killed him. That was a mistake. That's what lost his Chachma. He lost his Chachma. That's such a Misa, that's around me, that's a Misa, that's around us. So that's what the Gemara says. Miyad milkita beit avner ben kuziva. What does it mean? What does it mean? Miyad? That second, not magic. It means that once they saw that they're fighting, there's infighting, they had a tremendous prestige by Chachma. And the prestige was he was with the Chachma Yisrael, and they're all keep shmir on mitzvahs, and they all deny about Zara. They all keep the Torah, and they all together. It was a very powerful aura that they projected. But the moment he killed his uncle, who was all Kol Yisrael, and had their eyes on him, and he was their strength. So then, that's it. I mean, from then on, it all fell apart. That's what Mar means miyad. It doesn't mean immediately. Miyad means that instantaneously where it's brought down. From that minute on, you can forget about it. Because then the whole thing fell apart. Make that fell apart.
Beginning of the end.
Or beginning of the end. Yours not. That's the, that's what I've got for me.
You've got mail.
Austin to England ratio Gabriel. So they brought his head to Asian. I'm alone. He said to them, Man Kotlodain, kill a person. I'm away Had Kusi, I know a couple of Katalte. So one Kusi said, I killed. I'm away, I know a Katalte. I'm away. Chamili Pitune. Show me his body. Chamili Pitune. Ask a Chachina Kruchala. So they found that a snake was wrapped around him. It killed him. Because his appearance was so powerful that Adrian said that Omar, he said, Ilulei Arakov the Katlei. If it wasn't that God killed him, man have yachol katli. Who could have killed a powerful person like that? The Korah of in Loki Tzura Mecharam, but Hashem is Giram. In Loki Tzura Mecharam, that the pasuk that God saw him out, and he was masked and be adoy. For Yehorgen Bohem, for Holchin at Teshoka Asus Bedam, at Chokmo. And they killed for so long until the horse was in blood up to its nostrils. Roya Adam Megalgal Sloyim, Masui Memso, Acholach Adam Biyam, Abbas Nil. In Thomas he craved Oliyam, Alarachok Maniyam Abbas Nil. In Bruxelles, in Thomas, in Thomas he craved Oliyam, in Thomas he craved Oliyam, never Alarachok Maniyam Abbas Nil, Abbas Nil. Okay, so there was so much blood that it poured 40 mil into the Amru. Shalosh Neos Mochay Tinokos Matu Alev and Achas. Matu Shalosh Kibush Al Kitzutei Tzuchtei Yitor Shil Teisha Teisha Sonai. The Yitzan Teisha Shil Shalosh Shalosh Sonai. Yeah. So, what was it telling you? And Chazal say that they were able to, they used it to Zevel for their oven for 8 years. I should need to report. So what does it show you? It shows you that that once they fell, it shows you that the guy has a fear of the Jew, because he has a fear of the Jew's God. And Loki Tzura Mecharam Hashem Zira. Once he says, now that God already determined that they're not worthy of living, so then that unleashed the endless Ritzicha. Floodgate of Ritzicha. You see? That's why for us, it's very important that the success of Eretz Yisrael is not just for people in Eretz Yisrael, for all Jews. Because when Eretz Yisrael was successful, the whole world looked at us differently. When Eretz Yisrael was not, they become brazen and more anti-Semitic. And it opens up the floodgates of the nation. In Loki Tzura Mecharam, Hashem is given. That's what they want to say. Yep. Tani, Rav Shimon Olam, Hamesh Meir Batei Sofim Hayu BeBeita. That there were 500 Batei Sofim in Beita. Vakat Shemayin Ein Pachas Kachamesh Meir Tinokas. It's more for the numbers than 500 Tinokas. Are you home in Boas on a Moreno? If the enemies come upon us, the Mechtovim Halalu, one of you, it's Moreno, and Akmes Aneim. With our pens writing utensils, like pencils. No one will knock their eyes out. The Chivut Shigurmu Avonos, Koyu Korchum Kolechot Bechot Besifro, the Sorfin Osan, the enemies took them and they wrapped them up in their sefer, in their own sefer, in the child's sefer, and they burned them. And when Kulam went to Steyr Elani, and from all of them there was only less than one, me. Pekor Al Garmi, Eini Olo Nashi, Nikobin Osiri. So, what is that story? What was the idea of that story? The idea of the story was that it shows that Bar Kokhba was very powerful. He was very powerful when he had an aura about him, and people believed him, were afraid of him. But it was bad that it was overdone. In other words, the belief in him was unrealistic already. Because the Tinokosha based Rabban said that they're so powerful they're going to destroy the enemy with their writing utensils. And that was ridiculous. So that's what says Gormor Veros. Gormor Veros means that the Torah says what did Baruch Hu say to Yeshua Ben-Nun? And David Melech said to Shlomo Melech, "I should go and look at Torah Laman Tanska B'Chalas Hatasa, because the Torah gives you the Chachma." So once the Gomor Avonos, once the Avonos are going, then you go into crazy fantasy, and that resulted in the death of these unfortunate Tinoch of Shuvei Torah.
If they wouldn't have attacked the soldiers, they would have been alive?
They may have had Rahman on them. Yeah, they tortured them. They burned them and tortured them. They burned them in their farm. I mean, Hadrian was an unbelievable... turned into an unbelievable rush after this. Unbelievable. And if it wasn't for the fact that he died 3 years later, all of Torah could have been lost. And it was made Zeres against Torah, against Mila, against everything. That was a really killer skill. So he died in 3 years. Anyways, so... Says, Karen Gudel, Ayolajianis of Russia, Shmonas Amil, Shmonas Amil, Kimin Tveri, with Zipurivi, Kiso Gedeme, Haruge Beta. He made a war out of them, Haruge Beta. Mole Koma, the Pisha Yadayim, the height of a man and his stretched out hands. Well, Gozar Lam Sheikru, Haji Omad Malachacha, but Gozar Lam Sheikru. So he wanted to show you that he wanted to once he felt Kitzuram Macharam Rashem is Giram, there was nothing that stopped him. Nothing that stopped him. And there was no end to the degradation and to the abuse and the to use them as fertilizer. There was absolutely no respect for them whatsoever. So until he died. And then the next Melech came along. Amar Avuna, Tishinitnu Haru Yebeto Avura Nikvar Atov Ameda. Atov Shua Nitzuchu Ameda Shinitnu Avura. Okay. That's when they made the Bracha of Atov Ameda. So what does that mean? It sounds strange to me, because I'm in the Vura Atov Ameda. But the answer is that as long as there's no Kavod Adam for Kol Yisrael, there can't be any Nidrash. Haruge Beitar, there was a nace Shalom Nisuchu, so that was Minister Mayim covered to cover Adam, and then there were Nidin Lakvura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned the covered Adam to Kol Yisrael. So if covered Adam returns to Kol Yisrael, so then Binyan Yerushalayim was possible. That's why HaTorah makers have to burn Yerushalayim. So Shalvi Hashgacha returned to Kol Yisrael in terms of giving Kol Yisrael a level of covered order. Okay, that's what's an adventure of this. Okay, right.